Okay, so we're just going to start off with making sure that you are comfortable. So ideally you want to be lying down, eyes closed, and just let your body relax and just check that you're not holding any tension anywhere. So just make sure that you're not clenching your jaw or that you haven't got your shoulders up around your ears, and just try and let everything go, everything relax, let your body go as floppy as you can. And just start to just pay attention to your breathing, just taking nice, deep, slow breaths. And just try and relax into the moment. Focus on being here, listening, relaxing. And just any thoughts that do pop into your head, just try to notice them, but then let them go. So I'm just going to recap the introduction to mindfulness that we talked about last week. So mindfulness is the basic human ability to be fully present, aware of where we are and what we're doing, and not overly reactive or overwhelmed by what's going on around us. Whenever we bring awareness to what we're doing, directly experiencing via our senses, or to the state of mind via our thoughts and emotions, we're being mindful. So why is it important then to do mindfulness exercises? So the cultivation of moment-by-moment awareness of our surrounding environment is a practice that helps us better cope with the difficult thoughts and feelings that causes stress and anxiety in our everyday life. With regular practice of mindfulness exercises, rather than being led on autopilot by emotions influenced by negative past experiences and fears of future occurrences, we harness the ability to keep our mind in the present moment and deal with life's challenges in a clear-minded, calm, and assertive way. In turn, we develop a fully conscious mindset that frees us from the imprisonment of unhelpful, self-limiting thought patterns and enables us to be fully present, to focus on positive emotions that increase compassion and understanding in ourselves and others. So just to explain that a little bit, it's all about trying to stay in the moment and not getting caught up in things that have happened in the past or things that may happen in the future, but keeping ourselves in the present moment and dealing with life's challenges as we come across them. Okay, it's about trying to escape any negative thought patterns that we might develop and instead focus on more positive emotions. So we're going to look now at mindful breathing. So this exercise can be done standing up, sitting down, lying down, and pretty much anywhere at any time. Okay, you might choose to sit in the meditation or lotus position, okay, but it's not necessary. Either way, all you have to do is to be as still as you can and focus on your breath for just 1 minute. So we're going to start by breathing in and out slowly. One breath cycle should last for approximately 6 seconds. So I'd like you to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, letting your breath flow effortlessly in and out of your body. So in through your nose, out through your mouth. In through your nose, out through your mouth. As you keep that rhythm of breath going, let go of your thoughts. Let go of things you have to do later today or any pending projects that need your attention. Simply let thoughts rise and fall of their own accord and be at one with your breath. So breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Purposefully watch your breath, focusing your sensation of awareness on its pathway as it enters your body and fills you with life. Then watch with your awareness as it works its way up and out of your mouth and its energy dissipates into the world. So it's just really focusing all of your attention onto the breath, noticing as it comes in through your nose and how it feels as it goes out through your mouth. You might notice your chest or abdomen rising and falling. And just with that, let any thoughts that pop into your head also rise and fall as you concentrate on your breath. So now that we're hopefully into a steady breathing pattern, just keep that going in through your nose, out through your mouth. We're going to turn our attention to another mindfulness exercise, which is called the body scan. Okay, so this is an easy one, an easy exercise for most beginners. So we're going to try and do a body scan together now. Okay, so the body scan starts with you lying on your backs, which you are already doing. And if you can, have your palms facing up and your feet falling slightly apart. Okay, so when you're doing the body scan, it's just about lying on your back as still as you can. And just making any movements, if necessary, that you need to do to adjust your position and make sure you're comfortable. So just bring your awareness back to the breath, noticing the rhythm and the experience of breathing in and then expelling out. So next we're going to just pay attention to our bodies. So think about how our body is feeling. You might consider the texture of your clothing against your skin, or the contours of the surface which your body is resting, maybe the temperature of the body and the environment. Next, we're going to run through each part of the body. Just paying attention to each different part, thinking about whether they're tingling, sore, particularly heavy or light. And just asking to note any areas of your body where you maybe don't feel any sensations, or the opposite, they might feel hypersensitive. So the body scan moves systematically through the body. Okay, and it may start at the head and move down, or at the feet and move up. So we are going to start at the feet this afternoon. So just paying attention first of all to the toes of both feet, and then shifting that attention to the rest of your feet. So thinking about the bottom of your foot, your heel, your ankle. Just notice whether there's any tension, any pain, any discomfort, and if there is, maybe just moving your feet. And just try to make sure that they are as relaxed as possible. Next, shifting your attention to the lower legs and doing the same thing. Just noticing whether there's any tension, any discomfort, any sensations at all. And if you need to move your legs to get more comfortable, then do. Now imagine the scan moving upwards. Pay attention to your knees. So do you need to let your knees relax? Just letting go of any tension that might be there. And then allowing the scan to move up to your thighs. Notice maybe whether they're aching if you've been exercising lately. You might feel some discomfort in your thighs. And just trying to let them relax and sink even further into the floor. Then moving further upwards to your pelvis. Again, just noticing any pain, any discomfort, any tension, and just trying to relax as much as possible. Now imagining the scan moving up towards your abdomen and your chest. Make sure you're not holding your breath. If there's any discomfort there in your abdomen or your chest, just notice it. If there's any tension, try to relax. Same with your lower back. If your back is feeling uncomfortable, you may need to shift your position. So just focusing on the lower back first of all, and then allowing that focus to move to the upper back, the ribs, the shoulder blades. Just making sure your shoulders aren't hunched. When we are tense, a lot of us bring our shoulders up around our ears. So just making the effort to drop those shoulders and relax any tension that's there. Next, we're going to think about our hands. So just allowing our hands to relax, make sure we're not making fists with our fingers. Instead, just allow our fingers to go floppy, our wrists to relax. Thinking about our arms, just letting them relax at the side of our bodies, palm upwards if we can. Just allowing them to feel heavy and to flop into the floor, sink into the floor, and just let out any tension. Next, thinking about your neck. You might be trying to hold your neck very still, but that might be creating some tension in your neck. So just allow it to go loose and floppy. You might want to try it on one side and then maybe move to another. Next, thinking about your face and your head, we can keep a lot of tension in our face. Make sure you're not biting your teeth together, clenching your jaw. Just try and relax your mouth, your nose, your cheeks, your ears, your eyes, your forehead. Just soften your face. Nobody's looking at you, so you can just let your face go into a relaxed position. So now we've scanned the whole body. Hopefully the body's feeling quite relaxed. And just bring your attention back to your breath. And make sure you're taking deep breaths in through the nose. And then letting that breath come out through your mouth. In through your nose. Out through the mouth. So the body scan is a really nice mindfulness exercise that you can use when you're in bed at night if you're struggling to sleep. Just thinking about each part of your body in turn and then relaxing each part of your body and just preparing yourself for sleep. It just lets your body and your mind know that it's time to relax and time to sleep. Okay, another simple mindfulness exercise we can use when we're feeling anxious or unable to switch off is called the grounding technique, which is where we connect with our senses. So obviously, if we've got our eyes closed, we're not going to connect with our sight, but we could connect with our hearing, and even in a quiet room, when with our eyes closed and paying attention, we can pick up on lots of different sounds. So just taking a moment to just listen really carefully to any sounds we might be able to identify. So you might be focusing your attention on the sounds of the air conditioning. Or you may be able to hear sounds coming from outside. So it's just noticing those sounds and connecting with them. Not judging them in any way, but just paying attention and just letting those sounds wash over you. You might also choose to connect with your sense of touch. So you might notice the feel of any fabrics that your hands are resting on, or the texture, the contours of the floor. Remember, mindfulness is all about being present and noticing the things that are around us that we might not normally pay attention to. I'd like to just talk you through something that I would like you to do in your own time when you're not in a session with me. So later on, when you're at home, I would like you to choose an everyday activity. Now, this could be eating, it could be brushing your teeth. So something that you do every day without giving it a lot of thought. We tend to do these activities on autopilot. So when we're eating, we're not really thinking about eating. When we're brushing our teeth, we're not really thinking about brushing our teeth. But I would like you to try and focus your attention on the activity. So when you're eating your tea tonight, I want you to really pay attention to what you're eating. Use your senses. Really think about the taste, the texture. Think about what you're eating. Think about the sensations. Do you enjoy it? Does it taste nice? Think about how it feels in your mouth. Take your time. Chew it slowly. Make sure you're tasting it and not just wolfing it down while you're on your phone or watching telly. And the same when you're brushing your teeth tonight. Really pay attention to the task. Concentrate on brushing your teeth. Think about brushing one tooth and then the next, instead of letting your mind race ahead with things that you might be going to do tomorrow. And if thoughts and worries do enter your head when you're brushing your teeth, just gently bring your mind back to concentrate on the task. This is something that you can do with any task, whether it's walking to school, whether it's, I don't know, tidying your room, maybe activities that you don't find particularly pleasant. You can use them as mindful opportunities to just bring your awareness to the moment and just to relax. Now it's almost time for us to finish. So we're just going to start to bring our awareness back to the room. You might want to very slowly bring some small movements into your body. You might want to stretch as if you're just waking up. You may want to let your head move from side to side. Maybe wriggle your fingers, wriggle your toes. Whatever movements you feel like you want to do, just nice and slowly, so we're not rushing and we're not spoiling our feeling of calm. So just beginning to bring some movement into our bodies while staying relaxed and calm. And then still staying lying down. When you're ready, just gently open your eyes, but not moving just yet, not getting up. Just allowing your eyes to open, adjust to the light. Just let your eyes settle on things around the room as you pay attention to where you are. And just start to bring your full awareness back into the room. And just take a moment to notice how you feel. Hopefully you may feel more relaxed, more calm than you did at the start. You might feel some discomfort in parts of your body because you have been lying down, so you might want to bring a stretch or some movement to that part of your body. And then slowly and carefully, when you're ready, you can start to move into a seating position and just be ready to carry on with your day.